我们来一起做一些学习之后，我们来才来做祷告。
We'll learn from a passage before a prayer.
请我们看马太福音第七章第七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
第七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
这是我们非常喜爱、非常熟悉的经节。
This is a verse that that's well known and we love.
主耶稣就是祷告最好的教师。
And Jesus Christ is the best teacher of prayer.
因为主耶稣为我们留下很多祷告的榜样。
Because he has set many examples for us.
因为主耶稣的教训里头也有很多是跟祷告有关的。
And also in his teachings, many of them pertain to prayer.
比如说第七节就是对祷告的勉励的一个经节。
And one example is in verse 7, which encourages us to pray.
祷告是一件非常神圣、非常伟大的事情。
And a prayer is a very holy event, an important event.
也是因为当我们祷告的时候，我们是在神儿女的身份，用儿女的身份在祷告。
Because in our prayers, our status is that of the children of God, and we're praying to God.
所以我们祷告文的第一句话是说我们在天上的父。
That is why in the Lord's Prayer, the first line is our Father in heaven.
主耶稣说，当你们祷告的时候，你们这样说，我们在天上的父。
And Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer, which says our Father in heaven.
在这个地面上有些父亲呢，实在是不是一个好父亲。
And on earth, there might be a father who's not a very good father.
但是天上的这一位父，他是绝对的善良、绝对的慈爱的我们的天父。
But our heavenly father is good and merciful.
所以这么好的父亲所以祷告呢常常是一件那么喜乐、那么简单的事情。
And because we have such a wonderful Father, that is why prayer is with joy and happiness.
如果知道爸爸这么的爱我，我们跟他要我们的需要呢，就是这么简单的跟他跟爸爸讲说，爸爸我需要什么。
And it is very simple for us to request to our Father.
所以这里主耶稣说，你们祈求就给你们。
And that is why Jesus said here, ask and it will be given to you.
那祷告的另外一个层面呢，就好像在叩门一样。
And on the other level, to pray is like knocking on the door.
祷告的另外一个层面呢，就好像在寻找东西一样。
Or seeking something.
当你在找一个东西的时候，你一定会很用心的来找东西。
When you're trying to seek for something, you will be searching with it with all your heart.
如果那个东西又很重要，你一定会很仔细的不放过。任何一个地方。
And if that thing is very important to you, we will search everywhere for it.
尤其有时候在找的东西是很小的东西。
And especially if that item is very small, you will comb everywhere.
尤其是要很仔细的、很用心的去找。
You have to put a lot of effort into finding it.
那你这么用心寻找的目的就是要去找到。
And the reason why you're searching so diligently is to find it.
当我们很投入、很用心的在祷告的时候，祷告是一种发现。
And when we are praying fervently in our prayer, it's a search.
祷告是一种发现。
It's a discovery.
祷告要让我们去发现神的存在。
And prayer is for us to discover that God exists.
既然有神的存在。那这一位神他就是最伟大的。
And since God exists, he is the greatest.
祷告让我们找到了神。
And in our prayer, we will find God.
在祷告里头，如果我们用心的祷告，我们会发现很多宝贵的事情。
And if we pray with our hearts, then we will discover many things.
我们要发现神的爱。
We will find the love of God.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为神所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom was given to us.
爱可以是很实质的，可以看得见、摸得见的。
Love sometimes can be materialized, something that we can touch.
很多的时候，爱也是看不见的。
But oftentimes it is abstract.
但是有没有爱呢？感觉得到。
But we can always feel whether there is love or not.
这里讲到说，神将他的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
And here it says that love is poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit.
当我们都很用心的祷告，当圣灵大大的充满在我们当中。
And when we pray fervently and the Holy Spirit is filled in our heart,
我们要发现神的爱。
We will discover the love of God.
这就是为什么很多时候我们的朋友第一次来到教会，在祷告当中他流眼泪。
And this is why a lot of times when friends are first visit us, they cry in their prayer.
虽然他还没有看见爱，但是他已经感受到爱。
Even though they have yet to see love, they felt love.
爱常常会让人感动，让人流眼泪的。
And love moves people and let them shed tears.
所以很多时候是因为我们的朋友，我们自己感受到了神的爱，所以我们流眼泪。
And many times with our friends, with ourselves, when we feel the love of God, we shed tears.
做任何的事情，我们需要力量。
And in whatever we do, we need strength.
将主耶稣美好的教训把它行出来，也需要力量。
It takes strength to carry out the teachings of God.
很多时候，知道不等于做到。
A lot of times, knowing what the right thing is does not mean that we do the right thing.
有良心的人，这个常常是他的一个生活当中的一个痛。
And for those with a conscience, oftentimes this is a struggle in their lives.
知道，但是做不到。
The pain of knowing what to do but do not do it.
为什么做不到？
Why is it that they cannot do it?
并不是没有决心。
It's not that they do not have a determination.
不晓得立志了多少次。
They've made that determination many times.
做不到，因为没有那个力量。
But they cannot carry through because they don't have strength.
在祷告里头，让我们去发现那个力量。
But in our prayers, we can discover that strength.
每个有良心的人都很努力的要做对的事情。
Anyone with a conscience strives to do the right thing.
比如说保罗，他就是一个很有良心的人。
For example, Paul, he's one with a conscience.
他不但教训人，他也要求自己要能够做得到。
Not only does he discipline others, he requires of himself to do the same.
那保罗有没有做到呢？
And did he do it?
保罗做到了。
He did it.
保罗说他是攻克己身，叫身服我。
Paul says that he rebukes himself to carry out the words of Christ.
就是他要求自己。
Which is that he requires of himself.
那我们也知道，要求也不一定等于做到。
And we also know that just because we require of ourselves does not mean that we do it.
尤其做父母亲的，常常对小孩子有所要求，但是不等于孩子他就会照着要求做到。
Especially parents who request their child to do something does not mean that the child would do it.
那保罗他要求自己，那他也做到了。
But Paul requested of himself, and he did it.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
这个保罗他也是一个祷告的人。
Paul is a man of prayer.
在他的书信里头，他也是常常提到祷告。
In the letters he wrote, he often mentioned prayer.
他不但自己祷告，他也很谦卑的常常要求弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
Not only does he pray, he also humbly asks the believers to pray for him.
在这么用心的祷告里头，保罗他发现了这个力量。
And in all these prayers, Paul discovered strength.
从上头来的力量。
The strength from above.
所以他说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能。
And that is why he said, I can do all things through Christ. 哦，
知道该做的事情，而且能够去做。
To know what is the right thing and to do it. 哦，
能够成为一个应该成为的人。
To be the man that we should be.
哦，这个是何等大的一个恩典，何等大的福气。
What a great blessing it is to be able to do that.
在现实的生活当中，其真的是充满很多的困难，很多的挑战。
In our lives, there are many challenges.
在这些困难挑战里头，让人常常没有喜乐。
And in these challenges and difficulties, often we are stripped of our joy.
甚至有时候我们会说，如果能够只能够给我一点点的喜乐，那就好了。
And sometimes we might even ask, just give me a little tiny bit of joy, and I'll be happy.
人在软弱的时候，真的是这么的无助，这么的可怜。
When we are weak, that is how pitiful and helpless we are.
在祷告里头，要让我们发现，不是一点点的喜乐，是好大好大的喜乐。
But in prayer, we can discover a great joy.
请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章二十二节。
John chapter 16, verse 22.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐没有人能夺去。
Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one can take away from you.
这是主耶稣给门徒的应许。
This is something that Jesus promised to the disciples.
门徒知道主耶稣将要被抓，将要被钉十字架。
The disciples knew that Jesus was about to be captured and crucified on the cross.
他们对神的这个伟大的计划、恩典的计划，他们还不明白。
And they have yet to realize the great master plan of salvation.
他们也还不能够完全的相信主耶稣所说的他要复活的事情。
And they have yet to believe that Christ, what Christ said about resurrection.
所以他们为了主耶稣要被抓钉死，他们充满着忧愁。
So they were sorrow because Jesus was about to be captured.
但是主耶稣却应许他们说， "我要再见你们。
But Jesus promised them that I will see you again.
那你们的心就要喜乐了。
And you will rejoice.
而且这个喜乐是很大的，是没有人能够夺走的。
And this is a great joy that no one can take away.
那这个事情有没有实现呢？
And did this, was this fulfilled, this promise?
有的，照着主耶稣的应许，主耶稣再见他们。
Yes, according to the promise of Jesus, Jesus saw them again.
主耶稣不但见他们，而且主耶稣永远跟他们同在。
Not only did Jesus see them, Jesus abide with them forever.
主耶稣不但在他们旁边，主耶稣住在他们里面。
Not only was Jesus next to them, Jesus lived in them.
照着主耶稣的应许，他所应许的圣灵降临在门徒的身上。
According to the promise from Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended on the believers.
当这些门徒被圣灵充满，他们很用心的祷告，他们找到了，他们发现了圣灵里头的喜乐。
And when the disciples prayed and received the Holy Spirit, they discovered joy in their prayer.
请看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in this Holy Spirit.
在神的国里头，在主耶稣的爱里头，我们要发现公义、和平，还有喜乐。
In the kingdom of God, in the love of Christ, we shall find righteousness, peace, and joy.
那这里讲到圣灵中的喜乐。
And it says joy in the Holy Spirit.
在我们很用心的祷告里头，我们要得着圣灵中的喜乐。
When we pray fervently, we'll receive joy in the Holy Spirit.
我讲到有的人在祷告当中流眼泪。
I have mentioned that some people cry in their prayer.
感受到被爱。
They felt that they were loved.
也有人在祷告当中是一直的欢喜，一直的笑。
And there are others who feel joy in their prayer and laugh.
被在真的是 领受了那圣灵当中的喜乐。
And they have received this joy in the Holy Spirit.
有一个姐妹，她在还没有受洗之前，主耶稣爱她，就先赐给她圣灵。
There's a sister who, before she was baptized, Jesus showed compassion on her and gave her the Holy Spirit.
那在她的生活当中，有一些让她觉得忧愁、挫折的事情。
And it just so happened that in her life, she had faced some difficulties.
那这些事情一直困扰着她。
And the events were troubling to her.
所以在很长的在一段时间，她总是没有喜乐。
So for a period of time, she had no joy.
有一次在跟大家一起的祷告当中，她就这样来求主耶稣。
One time when she was praying with everyone, she asked Jesus.
她说：“主耶稣啊，我好久都没有快乐，你给我一点点快乐。”
Lord Jesus, I have not experienced joy in a really long time. Can you give me a little joy? 哇！
就在这么用心的祷告里头，她心中就真的就一直喜乐起来。
And in that prayer, she received joy.
其实祷告完之后，那个事情还在那里，事情还没有解决。
The events that were troubling her has not resolved.
但是她的心已经不一样了。
However, her heart was different.
她不再那个心不再只是被挫折、困难、忧虑所占有。
Her heart is no longer filled with worries and trouble.
她的心被圣灵中的喜乐来占有她。
Rather, her heart was filled with the joy of Holy Spirit.
所以她能够更勇敢、更坚强的来面对着她所遭遇的事情。
And thus she was able to face on the events bravely.
甚至她可以用笑脸来面对事情。
She could even face it with a smile on her face.
所以祷告是一种发现。
So prayer is a discovery.
这就是祷告它美妙的地方。
And this is why prayers are wonderful.
我想我们都有这个找东西的经验。
I think we all have the experience of trying to find something.
当你花了一番心血，那个要找的东西找到了。
And when you've spent the time and energy to find something,
我们可以用这样来体会一下，这个祷告是一种发现。
And you finally found it. That's how a discovery in prayer is.
我们生活当中总是会有我们所爱、我们所关心的人。
And in our lives, there are people who we care about.
那因为我们的关心，所以我们总是想要，尤其在需要他对方需要的时候，我们能够适时的来帮助他。
And because we care, we want to help them when they need the help.
在我们生活当中，我们最关心、最关心的是谁
？In our lives, who do we care most?
很自然的，父母亲，无论儿女长多大了，都是父母亲所关心的。
For parents, it's their children.
已经结婚的人是关心也包括着他的配偶。
And for those who are married, it includes their spouse.
这个已经长大懂事的儿女，他也会关心着自己的父母。
And for the children who have grown up, they worry about their parents.
在生活当中，我们总是也会遇到很要好的所谓的朋友。
And we also have friends who are really close to us.
但是在关心的当中，我们有时候也会有那种力量帮助实在没有办法达到的那种情形。
But as much as we care, sometimes we simply do not have the ability to help them.
比如说小孩子上了大学，他可能就离开家到很远的地方去求学。
For example, when the children grow up and go to college, they might go to a school that's far away from home.
那常常呢，距离更远，父母亲的这种关心是更加的强烈。
And the further away they are, the more their parents care and worry about them.
当你越关心，你越觉得你的那种无助、无可奈何。
And the more you care, the more helpless you feel.
这儿女也长大了，甚至儿女有时候有一些事情啊，他还不愿意让你知道。
The children have grown up, and sometimes they're not unwilling to share their difficulties with you.
因为他知道距离那么远，告诉你只是 多让你操心而已。
Because they know that since they're very far from you, you cannot help them, but rather they would just worry you.
那我们在时空里头，我们真的这么无助吗？
Since we are constrained by time and space, are we that helpless?
啊，祷告要让我们发现一个事实。
In prayer, we discover this truth.
祷告让我们发现，我们竟然也可以超越我们的环境，超越时空。
The discovery is that we can transcend our environment.
我们请参考路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke 22.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31.
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。”
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat.
三十二节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
32, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fall. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother.
主耶稣对西门彼得说，我已经为你祈求了。
Jesus told Peter, I have prayed for you.
主耶稣知道这西门彼得他会有一时的这种软弱跟挫折。
Lord Jesus Christ knew that Simon Peter would experience a weakness.
那他会有很大的挫折。
And he would face a difficulty.
Frustration.
A frustration.
那个是很大的挫折。
It would be a great frustration for him.
因为彼得他不认为他是会那么的失败。
Because Peter would never realize that he would fail so utterly.
当一个人对自己的评估越高，期望越高的时候，那个挫折感会越深。
And when someone has such a high expectation of themselves, their frustration would be all the greater.
当在很深的挫折里头，甚至让人就爬不起来。
And in such deep frustration, maybe they would not be able to stand again.
主耶稣爱彼得。
But Jesus Christ loved Peter.
主耶稣知道彼得会软弱。
And Jesus Christ knew that he would be weak.
主耶稣告诉他，我已经为你祷告。
He told Peter that I have prayed for you.
所以你是会软弱，你会有挫折，但是你不会爬不起来。
So even though that you would be weak, have frustration, but you shall not fail.
主耶稣说，我为你祈求，你不至于失了信心。
That your faith should not fall.
你跌倒了。你不会就爬不起来了。
Even though you fall, you will not be able, you will be able to stand.
因为我已经为你祷告了。
Because I have prayed for you.
这是主耶稣给我们的榜样。
And this is an example that Jesus Christ gave us.
让我们知道说，祷告能够让我们超越了这个时间跟空间的这个限制。
That prayer transcends time and space.
有多少那种儿女呢？当他们在做见证的时候，他们会提到，因为我有一个为我祷告的妈妈，或者说我有我的父母亲总是在为我祷告。
There are many testimony where the youth would say, "I have parents who prayed for me."
所以呢，我还能够今天站在这里跟大家一起做见证。给大家做见证。
And because they have prayed for me, that's why I'm able to stand here before you to testify.
祷告让我们发现，我们能够超越时间跟空间的限制。
In prayer, we discover that we can transcend. Prayer can transcend the confines of time and space.
所以如果我们很关心、很爱生活当中的某一个人或某一些人，我们一定要有这种寻找的祷告。
So we must have this prayer of discovery for those who we love.
这个祷告让你发现，我的祷告真的能够达到眼荒。我的祷告能够帮助眼荒的人。
In our prayers, we would realize that our prayers can help those who are far away.
所以我们要努力的来做一个祷告的人。
So we have to become a man of prayer.
做这种寻找的祷告。
and to have a prayer of discovery.
因为有很多的人真的需要我们用祷告来帮助他们。
Because there are many who we should help through prayer.
既然祷告能够有这样的发现。
Because we can have such a discovery in prayer.
那有哪一个圣工我们没有办法参与？
What holy work are we not able to participate in?
我们有时候会说因为我没有口才。
Sometimes we say we don't have the eloquence.
有时候我们会说因为我已经年纪比较大了 我没有办法我没有那样的体力。
Or because I'm slightly older in age, I don't have the strength to do it.
总之有时候我们对一些圣工我们觉得我们是有限制的。
And sometimes we feel limited in doing holy work.
那从某一个层面来看这个也是事实。
On some levels, they are true.
但是祷告让我们发现这些所谓的事实也是能够克服的。
But in prayer, we will make the discovery that all these can be overcome.
你为徽州祷告，也等于你在徽州传福音。
If you pray for the ministry in Africa, it's the same as if you were in Africa preaching.
你为传道祷告，你也发现，你也像传道一样，在传福音，在牧养教会。
If you are praying for the pastors, then you are taking part in preaching and pastoring the church.
所以祷告真的是一个美好的发现。
So prayer indeed is a beautiful discovery.
但是要像主耶稣所说的，你像是用那种在寻找的那种态度在祷告。
But just like Jesus said, the attitude that we have is to seek something.
主耶稣常常挂在我们的口中。
We often say, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也好像认识主耶稣。
And it's as if we know him.
但是有些时候，有一些事情很习惯的，我们再仔细想一想，其实这当中还有很大的空间让我们来努力。
And oftentimes the things we take for granted, if we think about it, there is space for improvement.
我们真的那么认识主耶稣吗？
Do we truly know Jesus Christ?
那如果说我们认识主耶稣，那我们真的看重了耶稣基督在我们生活当中的价值吗？
And if we do know him, do we place great emphasis of him in our lives?
我们总是说把耶稣基督摆在第一位。
We often say that we would place Jesus Christ first in our lives.
但是在现实的生活里头，我们其实没有常常把他摆在第一位。
But in our daily lives, oftentimes we do not place him first.
这个就证明我们其实不是真的那么的认识主耶稣。
And this proves that we don't really know Christ.
那我们如何能够真的来认识主耶稣？
So how can we know Christ?
祷告让我们去发现耶稣基督的价值。
Prayer leads us to discover the value of Christ.
我们请参考腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第七节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节，只是我先前以为以我有益的，我现在因基督耶稣当作有损的。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
当保罗被主耶稣拣选的时候，
When Paul was chosen by Christ,
他曾经问过主耶稣说，主啊，你是谁？
He once asked, Lord, who are you?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is an important question.
保罗这样子的人，他遇到事情，他很自然的会去问这样的问题。
For Paul, it was natural for him to ask this question.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
你的价值在哪里
？What is your value?
从此以后，保罗他很认真、很努力的 要去认识耶稣基督。
And from that point forward, he used all his strength to know Christ.
当你真正的认识的价值。
When you truly see the value in Christ.
进一步的你要去得着。
The next step is to obtain that.
那在这里，保罗就是说，他要得着基督。
And here, Paul is saying that he wants to gain Christ.
他怎么去认识了主耶稣基督的价值？
How did he discover the value of Christ?
就是从祷告里头去发现的。
He discovered it in prayer.
所以保罗的整个人生也有很大的改变。
So there's a great transformation in the life of Paul.
因为人的价值观会影响人的生活方式。
Because our value systems would influence the way we live.
所以我们一定要去找到那个最有价值的。
So we have to find the one thing that's the most valuable.
知识上我们知道耶稣基督是最有价值的。
Knowledge-wise, we know that Christ is the most valuable.
但是如果没有用心的去祷告，我们不会去真正在灵里头去发现那个价值。
But if we do not pray with all our hearts, we will not discover that value in our prayers.
没有发现的话，我们就很容易只是过着那一种启示录第三章所说的不冷不热的信仰生活。
And if we do not discover the true value of Christ in the Spirit, then we will live the lukewarm life mentioned in Revelation chapter 3.
那个不冷不热的信仰生活，也是对我们很多人来讲，其实我们也很多的时间是这样过了。
A life of faith that is lukewarm, oftentimes we spend our faith isn't in that stage.
但是如果从启示录第三章来看，那个状况其实是很可怕的。
But in Revelation chapter 3, you can see that having a lukewarm faith is horrible.
因为主耶稣用了很强的字眼说，我巴不得把你吐掉。
Because Jesus Christ said, I want to spit you out.
那所以我们要从祷告里头去发现主耶稣基督的价值。
And that is why in prayer we need to make the discovery of the true value of Christ.
真的在祷告有在祷告上追求的人，才能够有真正的这样的发现。
And only those who pursue in their prayers can have this discovery.
这样的发现要改变我们的生活。
And this discovery would change our lives.
让我们的生活是更加的美好，更加的有力量。
So that we lead a better and more powerful life.
我们很多时候是活在知道什么是好，知道什么是对，但是没有办法去做那种生活。
And oftentimes we live in a life where we know what is good, we know what is right, but we cannot do it.
原因就是并没有从祷告里头去发现力量，去发现真正的价值。
And the reason for that is that we did not make the discovery in our prayers of strength and the value of Christ.
好，我们请再看列王记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章十七节。
2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 17.
十七节，以利沙祷告说：“主啊，求你开少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”神就开他的眼目，他就看见满山火车火马围绕以利沙。
And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eye of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
所以以利沙先知求神开那个少年人的眼目。
Prophet Elisha asked God to open the eyes of the young man.
这个少年人他就眼目就开了，他就发现了。
And his eyes were opened and he saw.
所以我们用心的祷告，求神开我们的眼目。
So we pray to God to open our eyes.
我们真的才能够去分辨永恒跟短暂的差别。
Only then can we discern what is internal and what is for a period of time.
我们才能够去发现那个在罪里头的可怕，那个被称义的宝贵。
And only then can we see how scary sin is and the preciousness of being saved.
我们才能够去发现这个地上的短暂跟天上的永远的赏赐，那个差别有多么的大。
And what a great difference between the short lives we live on earth and the eternal glory that we have in heaven.
我们才能够从这个最终的快乐出来，而来认真的想要去拥有那天上的喜乐。
And only then will we depart from the joys of sin and into the real joy.
很多人是生活在这个最终的快乐。
And many people live in the happiness of in sin.
并不明白那个在信仰里头的那种平安喜乐的宝贵。
And they do not realize how precious the peace and joy in faith is.
这个不但是还没有信耶稣的人，有时候我们已经信耶稣的人也是在这样的一个软弱里头。
And this is true not only for those who do not know Christ, but also when we are weak in our faith.
所以一个基督徒不认真祷告，不用心祷告，是很大的亏损。
So it is a great loss for a Christian who does not pray fervently.
祷告让我们发现我们好像一无所有，但是却是样样都有。
And in prayer, we make the discovery that even though it seems that we have nothing, we actually have everything.
请看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10。
第十节，保罗说：“似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。”
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet make many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
这个一无所有，但是呢，又样样都有，这个是很矛盾的。
It's quite a contradiction to say having nothing yet possessing all things.
但是在信仰里头 这可以是一个事实。
But in faith, this can be a truth.
在祷告里头，保罗他有这样的发现，他有这样的体验。
It can be a fact which Paul discovered in his prayer.
他为了传扬福音，保罗真的把人所看到他的拥有给放弃了。
In order to preach the gospel, Paul has given up all he had.
但是保罗呢，他却知道说他样样都有。
However, Paul knew that he had all things.
那个不是想象的。
It's not his imagination.
那个不是自我安慰。
And it's not him trying to comfort himself.
那是一个事实。
But it's a fact.
他有什么？
What does he have?
保罗，他得着了耶稣基督。
Paul has gained Christ.
主耶稣基督代表了一切的好，代表了一切的恩典。
Jesus Christ represents all goodness and all mercy.
主耶稣应许所给我们的圣灵代表了一切的好，代表了一切的恩赐。
And the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ has promised us represents all good things and all blessings.
所以保罗在祷告里头，他发现了他是一个样样都有的人。
And in prayer, Paul discovered that he is one who possesses all things.
当你发现了你样样都有，你的人生是多么的光明，多么的正面。
And when you discover that you possess all things, your lives can't be anything but positive.
很多人是看起来样样都有，但是他觉得他还少了什么。
For many people who seem to have everything, they still feel that they lack something.
所以他的生活里头总是还在很多的没有办法满足，很多的烦恼。这个哀叹里头
and in their lives they are not satisfied and they are still living in sorrow.
其实就是少了主耶稣。
And what they are lacking is Christ.
我们一个基督徒有的人也并还没有抓到主耶稣。
And for many Christians they have yet to grasp onto Jesus Christ.
因为并没有常常有这种用心寻找的祷告。
Because oftentimes they do not have this prayer of seeking with all their heart.
寻找就是为了要找到。
We seek to make a discovery.
祷告让我们找回那些失落的人。
And in prayer, it helps us to find those who are lost.
首先呢，我们找回了我们自己。
First, we find ourselves.
当我们能够在神的面前来承认我们是罪人的时候。那是人生一件 很大的改变，很大的事情。
When we are able to confess that we are sinners in front of God, that is a turning point in our life.
当我们还不能够发现我们是罪人，我们就仍然生活在那个罪人的境况里头。
If we are not able to discover that we are sinners, we still live under sin.
就好像说有人身上有某种疾病，他并没有，他还没有发现的时候，他身上就是一直带着那个疾病。
Just like if someone has an illness, but he does not know that he has that illness, he still has that illness carried around.
很多的时候，有时候在无意当中发现了，那个才会开始来怎么去处理那个疾病，来除掉那个疾病。
Only when he discovered that he has an illness, can he try to find a cure.
这种寻找的祷告里头，让我们找回自己。
So this prayer of seeking allows us to find ourselves.
有一次在一个祷告会里头，
One time in a prayer session,
有个姐妹带她的朋友来参加像我们这个灵恩会整天的聚会。
A sister brought a friend with her for a spiritual convocation on like this.
她鼓励她的朋友，也是一位太太啊。你不但听道理，希望你也跟我们一样努力祷告，也求圣灵。
So the sister invites her friend to also come forward to pray.
结果这位女士啊，在祷告当中她得圣灵。
And this lady in the prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
她也发现了她是一个罪人。
And she discovered that she is a sinner.
她就在祷告里头看到很多她过去所做的一些不好的事情。
In her prayers, she saw many bad deeds she's done in the past.
这些都是过去她做的，她想尽办法去掩盖的事情。
And these are things that she had done in the past and wanted to cover up.
因为她要掩盖，所以她继续活在那个罪里头。
Because she wanted to cover them up, she continued to live in sin.
很长的时间，她也觉得她活得好好的。
And for a really long time, she thought she lived a good life.
但是她的生活里头，她总是知道说她有亏欠。
But in her life, she knew something was lacking.
在这个祷告里头，她用心的祷告里头，她找回了自己。
But in this prayer, and where she put in all her heart, she found herself.
她祷告完了，她对她朋友说，我知道我是罪人。
After the prayer, she told her friend, I know I'm a sinner.
因为有这样的发现，所以她更加的愿意用心的来查考道理。
Because of this discovery, she was willing to continue to seek the truth.
她知道她前面有困难。
She knew that there's difficulty ahead of her.
所以她也知道求别人来帮助她，带领她，帮助她祷告。
So she also asked others to lead her and help her in prayer.
祷告不但让我们找回自己，也让我们找回很多失落的人。
Prayer not only helps us to find ourselves, it also helps us to find the lost sheep.
圣经这些古圣徒都有一个基本上的共同的优点，他们都是祷告的人。
And there's a good point from the ancient saints, which is they are all men of prayer.
他们有很多也都是神赋给他们使命，要去带领百姓归向神的。
And many of them had a commission from God to lead the people of God.
把人带领归向神，就是来找回这些失落的人。
To lead people to God is to find those who are lost.
这些人常常我们所看到的，就是用祷告去找回这些失落的人。
And oftentimes these leaders use prayer to find the lost.
撒母耳他说，我如果不继续为百姓祷告，我就是得罪神。
Samuel had once said that if I do not pray for the people, then I have sinned against God.
撒母耳的工作是什么？带百姓归向神。
What is the work of Samuel? It's to lead the people to God.
这个以斯拉，这个文士以斯拉，他为百姓来进食祷告。
And Ezra had fasted and prayed for the people.
他的工作是什么？
What is his work?
就是要把百姓，这些失落的百姓带回归向神。
It's to lead the lost Israelites to God.
今天我们常常互相勉励，我们要去找回那些失落的人。
Today we often encourage one another to find those who are lost.
有些是已经受洗了、信了又失落了。
Some were baptized and were lost.
有一些是根本还不认识这前辈的福音。
Others they have not discovered the complete truth.
让我们从祷告里头发现我们可以把他们找回来。
And in our prayers, we can make the discovery of finding them.
我们最后再看回马太福音第七章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章第八节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 8.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
这是主耶稣100%的应许。
This is a promise from God.
因为寻找的就要寻见。
Those who seeks will find.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，让我们常常能够用这种寻找的这种。这种态度来祷告。
May God help us so that we have the attitude of seeking in our prayer.
让我们从祷告里头发现爱。
And in our prayers, we can discover love.
让我们从祷告里头来发现力量。
We can discover strength.
让我们从祷告里头来发现喜乐。
We can discover joy.
让我们从祷告里头来发现我们不是总是受着时间空间的限制。
We can discover that we are not confined in time and space.
从祷告里头，我们会来发现主耶稣基督的价值。
We can discover the value of Jesus Christ.
让我们生活更有方向，更有目标。
So that our lives has a direction, has a goal.
让我们从祷告里头来找回自己，来找回世上的人。
In our prayers, we can make the discovery of ourselves and others who are lost.
现在让我们一起来做寻找的祷告。
Now let's make a prayer of seeking.
那我们可以的话，我们尽量到前面或者走道上，我们一起祷告。
If possible, please come forward or toward the aisles. Let's pray.